This is Ram Showcase with your host, Sheriff Joe Bags.
Rams fans, welcome into Ram Showcase. My name is Sheriff Joe Bags. Tonight, major update headed your way with Ram Showcase. Details here shortly. Plus, Rams training camp is right around the corner, so we'll talk about some storylines that we are watching in each position group. And later, the NFL Top 100 list begins being unveiled this week. I enlisted Rams House as well as Payo Time. We make our picks on where we think different Rams will be landing on this list. So, real fast before we hop in, at Ram Showcase, at Sheriff Joe Bags, ramshowcase.com, that is where you will follow. But I do have a major update as far as Ram Showcase goes. First and foremost, wanted to open with, I really wanted to do a video for this episode. It did not work into the schedule this time around, but that also kind of plays into my announcement. So, I am freeing up my schedule a little bit, and I will tell you this, I have really, really missed doing Rams Showcase and being super involved in my coverage of the Los Angeles Rams. I've really missed it. This has been on my mind for, I would say maybe a few months, maybe not a full two or anything, but it has been a while that my brain's kind of been bouncing around of just like missing this. We're getting close into football season, and it almost made me sad that we were getting into a football season because, I mean, this is episode 6 of Ram Showcase. We begin our seasons in March, so, you know, it to be July already and only have 5 episodes out, it kind of bummed me out. I kind of just realized how much I missed it. So I'll tell you that I have had these thoughts of just really missing doing this and being here and doing my videos and doing my live streams and doing all this. And then I kind of took it in, you know, as like, you know what, let me just wait until my birthday. Let me wait until I go on vacation. Let me come back and kind of see how I feel after that. And my vacation, absolutely awesome. I spent my birthday in Cleveland. Me and my dad went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the day before my birthday, and spent my birthday at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. It's like 45 minutes south of Cleveland, nothing crazy. So while we were there, I went, of course, like I said, the Rock Hall the day before my birthday. That was July 8th. Absolutely awesome. Saw so many cool things. Was able to just, you know, kind of really soak it in. And I've always had, you know, certain emotions about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and that they let in, you know, artists that are not rock and roll, but I feel like they kind of like do a good job of acknowledging that fact and kind of being like, but hear us out. This is kind of why we did it. So I don't know. It was a really, really awesome experience. The Pro Football Hall of Fame, though, on my birthday, that was just a next level experience for me. I absolutely loved it. I just felt so comfortable there. I felt so into it. And we were watching one of the videos in the theater, and I just, like, I really got sucked in, and really just, like, that's when I really started missing Rams Showcase. I got super excited for the season. I started thinking about, like, man, I wonder if there's any, like, high schools nearby or anything that I can kind of work with, just because, I mean, be real here, I just love football that much. I just genuinely absolutely love this sport, so I think being on my vacation, going to the Rock Hall, going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the emotions that I felt at both, and the reason that that is important in this story and my announcement here is the fact that this is literally Ram Showcase is a podcast about the LA Rams. It is a football-driven podcast that it used to be weekly, all the stuff. It just kind of, you know, we do game previews, we do news, we do analysis, we do all kinds of stuff here. And my day job, my job that I've been working is the nighttime DJ as a or on a rock station here in Colorado Springs, the station I grew up listening to. So really, really cool. But I think I have noticed recently that my passion is in sports. I love music. I love heavy metal, rock and roll. I love all that stuff. But my true passion really is in sports. So my decision actually got helped along. I was able to kind of fall into a sweet situation with another job that does allow me to make this decision. So I say all that a very long-winded way to tell you that after the next few weeks, once we dive into preseason, Ram Showcase will be back at full capacity, which means that it will be weekly episodes that do include video, that also will include the Monday night live stream, the return of that. And I'm also really strongly considering also bringing back the pregame live streams, just because I really enjoy those. So obviously there's some things that could happen that maybe don't lead for that, because like I really like having my game days open and just being a fan, you know, for that. And also I'm trying to get a motorcycle, and if I'm riding a bike over to watch the game, that is not ideal for a live stream. It would just be super windy. You'd just be watching me, you know, watching my Rams jerseys flap in the wind, and I don't know how entertaining that would be. But either way, really excited to get back, full force to Ram Showcase. I've really, really missed this. I'm super, super excited to get back in full force, follow this team, get back my mojo on Ram Showcase, because I feel like it's been a bummer since I've started at the radio, you know. So I am genuinely excited to go back full force into rocking out on Ram Showcase. And looking forward to many more conversations and, you know, seeing what this team does this year and all that stuff. So that all being said, one small piece of news here, Rams related, as we'll kind of move on from that announcement, just here to let you know, Rams Showcase is going to be back in full force, and I'm absolutely pumped about it. Live streams, weekly episodes, the YouTube channel, we still got to kind of try to figure that out. I'm not allowed to monetize there, so probably still put videos there, but other places are going to be the main focus. And also giving RamsShowcase.com the actual attention that I believe it deserves, because I haven't really taken advantage of that. Doing this all alone and having, you know, 75-hour work weeks has not been ideal. So we're doing great. But yeah, let's go ahead and move on. One small piece of news here before we get into the training camp storylines, which is running back Cam Akers, former member of the Los Angeles Rams. Looks like he's going to be probably participating in the Hall of Fame game just a few weeks out, as the running back did work out for and sign with the Houston Texans today, which is July 21. So, again, wanted to have a video for this one. I feel like a lot of this stuff would be better with a video, but did not have time to put that together. Would have been delaying on putting it out, and unfortunately, that would have like not been ideal with the timing of the NFL top 100 list coming out, which we will get into on the back half here. But also wanted to talk about training camp. So Rams about back in training camp, and of course getting into preseason time. I kind of package in training camp and preseason together. So a lot of my comments will also kind of include preseason, but these are storylines that we're watching in each position group. Not every position group is super riveting and exciting. Some have some really interesting things and some decisions that we'll see. I would also mention some players that I'm also really excited about. So let's go ahead and dive in, and we will start with the quarterback spots. So really don't expect Matthew Stafford to hold out of training camp, but I suppose it's also not impossible. I fully anticipate a new deal for him soon. Kind of curious to see what Jordan Love gets. We did see some moves for the Packers over the weekend. None of those being Jordan Love, unless something happens after I'm done talking here. But I'm not sure what also the impact of Jordan Love's contract will have on Matthew Stafford. As a Stafford is, of course, a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Jordan Love hasn't yet reached that, and kind of made a huge mistake himself. Can't really blame anybody else on this mistake that he made that ended their season last year. So I think that ultimately Stafford would probably get more than Jordan Love, but we can't let Jordan Love get signed first and then kind of let that be the barometer on where we sign Matthew Stafford. We saw how that kind of worked out with the Kevin Dotson extension, where the Rams got Kevin Dotson, K-Dot coming back for $16 million. And then even Jonah Jackson was up to 17 by the time we signed him, but there was a big run on in interior offensive guards, and it kind of turns out on the flip side of that. I mean, there was a lot of reports saying that, you know, or a lot of fans saying the Rams overpaid for Kevin Dotson, but then you saw some of the other contracts that were coming out. I was like, actually, it feels like the Rams got a deal on Kevin Dotson. So either way, we'll kind of see what happens with the contract situation regarding these quarterbacks. But I do anticipate that both Stafford and Love do get new deals here, honestly, at any moment. And I said it last episode, I'll say it again, that I do firmly believe that we won't know that Matthew Stafford's contract is on the way. All of a sudden, I feel like we're just going to get that news dropped on us, which kind of feels like a Rams thing. Rams tend to do that a lot. We'll probably hear something from a Jordan Rodrigo or a Stu Jackson ahead of the Rapoport, Schefter, and those kind of guys. So that's at least my prediction. As far as storylines go here, because Matthew Stafford, obviously, he's going to be the starter, we have a backup quarterback situation going on with Jimmy Garoppolo. Surely he's going to get a lot of preseason playing time, at which point I don't think that it's impossible that if maybe some other team is dealing with some stuff, even if that does leak into the early portion of the regular season, that maybe Jimmy G could be around for some trade power, So obviously the Rams, any team has areas that they can get better in. But if we see a quarterback injury, then I don't think it's impossible that we could see Jimmy kind of get flipped around. And I don't know if I'm alone on this feeling or not, but it kind of feels like Jimmy G doesn't stick around. And I don't know if that's, just a fake made up emotion that my brain is like, this guy's been the enemy for so long. I don't know how to root for him. I always just hope he gets crushed out there. So maybe it's my brain kind of doing that, but we'll see what he looks like in preseason, as well as Stetson Bennett. We're watching that story very closely as well. Kind of does feel like we're seeing what kind of value he can add to this roster and if he's going to stick around long term or if this is really it. Does honestly feel very make or break for Stetson Bennett. Stet Benatar, Steady B. Oh, I forgot. I don't like the Steady B for him, man. We have too much respect for Stedman Bailey. I think they call Stetson Bennett Steady B. But either way, we'll kind of see what the preseason looks like for him. See what kind of action he's doing, man. Because it was that first preseason game last year. He looked really awesome. After that, did kind of look a little sloppy out there. But obviously, it kind of was all for naught because he wasn't even on the bench anyway. So it was okay. And hopefully he got some good progression in. Not only via the football field or on the football field and his football knowledge, but also in his personal life. Hopefully everything's going okay. Moving over to the running back spot, the story here is definitely the depth. We know that Kyren Williams and Blake Corum are going to be the top guys. Depth is where we have those questions, though. Zach Evans, Ronnie Rivers, Boston Scott. No one really feels safe in this bunch. Standing out in camp and in preseason feels like the way that these guys do stick around. I doubt all of them will. Special teams could be a very big part for these guys as well. Boston Scott's a potential return guy. So is Ronnie Rivers. Zach Evans, we don't really know how the coaching staff is feeling about Zach Evans coming into his second year. He could be totally safe, and we don't really know that right now. But we'll see his utilization in preseason and see if we're trying to get him reps, trying to get him comfortable, or if maybe we're testing out the other guys and, seeing what Ronnie Rivers versus Boston Scott's doing. And maybe we'll get some more clarity on these questions that we have in the running back group as we see how those reps are laid out. In the tight end spot, this group could definitely see some surprises. It feels like Higbee is safe. He's a leader of this team, and I really just don't think McVay gets rid of him. Although I know that the fan base is mixed emotions on Tyler Higbee. I'm a big fan. But I know that some people just kind of don't really feel it. So I guess we'll just have to kind of see. I guess the Sean McVay impact on this position, I think, is extremely real. I think he very clearly has a type when it comes to tight ends, and it is that Tyler Higbee kind of type. So obviously, like a Parkinson coming in as well. Parkinson is one of those guys who I feel like has tons and tons of potential that we haven't really seen yet. I don't know how good Parkinson could be, but it feels like in a Sean McVay offense, we should be able to find out. Hunter Long, Davis Allen, those guys are in definite conversations to be fighting for a roster spot here. Do the Rams keep four with Parkinson, Higbee, Hunter, and Davis Allen? I'm not sure. But we also got Neil Johnson, Nikola Kalinic, and Miller Forrestall all fighting for some reps as well. So We'll kind of watch how those reps get distributed as well. And again, this could be something to watch for when we get to like the special teams and punt coverage and, all those teams and seeing if anybody is making a case to stick around and help this group out. On the offensive line, the story here of the Rams offensive line in camp and preseason, honestly, going to be pretty underwhelming from like a media coverage standpoint. We know who our starters are going to be, and we just need to kind of fill out our depth. It's not a bad thing to watch during preseason. We'll definitely get a good understanding of what those depth pieces do look like, but that's what it's for. It's the preseason camp and this stuff. It's going to be to fill out our bench as far as like an analytical standpoint. Obviously, we got our guys that we can get better, and, you know, Steve Avila moving over to center, getting that continuity up and stuff like that. Obviously, that's going to be a thing, but those are going to be more closed door things, not something that we as fans get to witness on the field, simply because under Sean McVay, we just don't really see starters out there. Rams kind of, pioneers in that sense of how to run, you know, different things such as a preseason. So as far as the offensive line though goes, like I say, should be a difficult battle to settle, honestly. But if we see somebody get like absolutely blown up and Jimmy G gets sacked and fumbles or something like that, maybe that's a good sign. It's like, hey, maybe that guy's not going to stick around. So just a depth kind of situation that we're looking at. Feel good about all of our starters here. At the wide receiver spot, so different battle it's a difficult battle to understand without knowing really what the Rams want to do as far as weapons. How many tight ends, how many wide receivers do the Rams keep? We don't really have that answer, but we do know that there's tons of talent in both groups. I would say Nacua, Kupp, Robinson, Atwell, and Whittington all feel like locks. After that, quite a battle with Tyler Johnson, Xavier Smith, J.J. Lapp, Drake Stoops. Stoop does feel like a guy to keep your eye on as we enter the preseason, especially in those preseason games. And it kind of feels like Drake Stoops, if he is, I don't want to like say if he's smart. I feel like he is, you know, but I would say it would behoove him to get a really good a situation, a good, you know, connection with the backup quarterbacks in Jimmy G and or Stetson Bennett, because those are the guys that are going to be playing. And if Drake Stoops is a guy that can stand out in preseason, it does feel like that's the way that he makes his team. It does also feel, he feels like a player he's good. All right. He should be on an NFL team. My qualms here are the fact that the Rams are just so loaded at weapons. We don't really need more weapons. So it almost behooves Drake Stoops. I've used that word twice now. Got to shake that up. But it benefits Drake Stoops to actually probably get cut and go somewhere else, dude. That's not so so stacked in the wide receiver room. Although I kind of hope we see him stick around. But then you got Xavier Smith, Tyler Johnson, also players that I like. So either way, it feels like there's going to be some guys sticking around that I do like. We're always going to see players cut that we like. And it's unfortunate, but that's just, you know, the way it goes. Moving over to the defensive side here, we'll start on the defensive line. So the true dynamic of this group, we won't really see until the Rams hit the field in Detroit. But this is a group that the Rams probably want to stay pretty deep, depending on what Shula is going to value. So, you know, like Tyler Davis, Braden Fisk, Corey Durden, these are all going to be guys who are really fun to watch in preseason and throughout camp. And seeing how that rotation kind of plays out, we feel good about the Kobe Turner. We feel good about Bobby Brown, you know, sticking around. So Tyler Davis, big old guy, Braden Fisk, who obviously we kind of know, Rams fans, I should say, we kind of know that the addition of Braden Fisk and Jared Verse was the push. It wasn't just like the fact that we could, you know, get Braden Fisk, so trade up and get him. It was the value of adding him in because we already had Verse. That is major. So these guys, I honestly, Tyler Davis, Braden Fisk, and Corey Durden, I do think they all stick around, I'll be honest. But I think that they're names to watch for sure as we enter. Tyler Davis, drafted rookie man, and I'm feeling like he's going to be a guy that kind of jumps out and surprises people in the preseason training camp era of the season. You know what I mean? And moving on to outside linebacker, I'm not sure how much we will see out of, you know, Young and Verse in preseason. I'm inclined to think that we kind of won't, but also, you know, you're dealing with a second-year guy and a rookie. Reps are not your enemy at this point in your career, you know, so we'll see what that looks like heading into camp. And really where our good storylines come from in this grouping is, again, the depth. Just another spot we're looking at that. So looking to fill out the depth here, we're going to be looking for some names to stand out. So if you're seeing reports coming out from Jordan Rodrigo and these people who do an incredible job of covering the Rams, then that could hint at, you know, where our depth will be filled. So the names that you're listening for as we head into training camp and preseason, you're listening for Michael Hoyt. You're listening for Nick Hampton. You're listening for Keir Thomas, O'Shawn Mathis, Zach Van Valkenburg. These names, if you hear them, that could tell us something. Michael Hoyt, I do think, sticks around. I just feel like he's got enough enough value with the team via the coaches, you know, like from the coaching perspective, that I think he sticks around. Nick Hampton was coming on along real well last year. Keir Thomas, I really like. I really feel like he's a guy that can be cut, but I'm a big fan. O'Shawn Mathis, we haven't really seen. And Zach Van Valkenburg is just the sickest name on this football team right now. And for that reason alone, it's worth it, dude. That guy, that's such a good name. moving over to inside linebacker. So I'm not sure how exciting this group will be also, simply because of Ernest Jones. We'll kind of get an idea of how Chris Shula will be deploying this defense, and kind of what we could see. So, again, hard to tell in preseason, simply because, you know, we're not really showing a whole lot in this. You know, you're kind of looking at individuals instead of a schematic thing. But if Roseboom, you know, sticks around, which I kind of expect, but there's also like Omar Spates, who I'm going to keep on pounding that drum. Jake Hummel, Troy Reader, guys who have experience, they've been around. They probably have your advantage already over guys like Eli Neal, who, you know, coming in, you know, first time and trying to figure it all out. And they're just, simply put, Eli Neal, he's just below a lot of other guys right now. But we'll see if he is a guy who's going to get plenty of those reps in the preseason. And if he can stand out, man, then that's how it works, man. So I love that, you know, sports is I would say music are like the only things that you actually have to be good at to succeed. Like, you know, maybe not music as much, but definitely sports. Like, there's still like true nepotism in sports. You can get a shot because of nepotism in sports, but if you suck, the crowd will decide your fate, dude. Like, the fans will decide what happens. Fans have gotten people fired. Fans have gotten people benched. Like, it's a very real thing out here. So either way, we'll kind of see how that position group is utilized in preseason. Moving over now to the secondary. I'm going to package in the secondary as a whole because holy moly, there's a lot going on in this grouping and so many names to keep an eye on. Probably the most loaded position and probably the one I'm most excited to see as we enter the preseason. This secondary is got a lot of questions, a lot of talent, but also a lot of questions. Some names that I'm excited to watch and to hear about. Number one would be Cam Curl. Absolutely pumped about Curl, a candidate for Joe's new favorite player. You know, since Jordan Fuller's gone, that's definitely not a joke, man. I think that this guy's awesome. I will say I do this whole thing where I have like one favorite player that I kind of go like two nuts on, I think, but it's really fun to do, man. And I highly recommend it. Just locking in on somebody and just like being like, just like super. It's fun to like things. You know what I mean? Too many people like to hate things. And I like to like things. So right now, we definitely have Cam Curl in there. We've got Quentin Lake in there. We've also got Puka. Obviously we've got Cooper. Obviously we got Kobe Turner. Obviously. But other guys that I really like, Kevin Dotson, big, big fan of Kevin Dotson. That guy's absolutely awesome. Really love Kobe Durant as well. So, man, I just don't know. I haven't settled yet. So we'll get there. I'm sure we'll settle in on a new Joe's favorite player. But we're not there yet, dude. I'm not ready to decide. I will let fate decide for me. Either way, though, Cam Curl is in that conversation. Really excited to see what this guy does. Sean Jolly, he's good enough to be on a football team and needs to be. This is a loaded grouping for the Rams, so I'm not sure if it'll work out here. But Sean Jolly, awesome dude, and I think an underrated player, I'll be honest. So hopefully we get to get some good looks at him. Darian Kendrick, everybody's favorite Rams player, just like everybody's favorite Metallica album, Saint Anger. So I like Darian Kendrick myself. I think the dude plays really like his style, I think, is what gets me. It's a style that Kind of belong to one of my old former favorite players in Janoris Jenkins. Very risky. And when it worked out, it was awesome. But when it didn't, it was very obvious and led to a lot of opinions being made. So, Darren Kendrick, though, I'm really curious to see with a whole year of starting what his progression looks like coming into this year. And he's got reps now, and he's got, you know, going into this year, he's got no excuses to make the same mistakes that we've seen him make, simply because he's now, like I said, full year starting. He's been around now. If he doesn't put it together and kind of cut out those mistakes this year, we could be watching the end of him. So we're definitely a player to keep our eye on. In terms of being a Ram, I think that if we cut him, he gets signed immediately somewhere else. There's definitely teams that could use him. Cam Kitchens, a rookie I am super stoked on. This is one of the picks that I'm just like over the top on. So really excited to watch him. Quentin Lake feels like a true breakout candidate. So I'm really excited for what Lake could potentially do this year. Jason Taylor, how is the progression going? We don't really have that answer right now, so I'm hoping to get that. Trey Tomlinson, same question. I absolutely love these guys, but we got to see if it's actually developing or if they're just kind of, you know, being in the NFL, you know, so we'll see. And Russ East as well. Seems like this could be a season that East takes a big jump. And yes, I acknowledge that there was a chance for a sweet pun there. Shame on you. I'm better than that. All right. Special teams. So I'm just kind of interested to keep an eye on the kick returner spot. I don't have any like predictions or even wants, to be completely honest. There's no one that I'm super adamant to see as the kick returner or punt returner. I'm sure they'll make a fine decision. I'm not concerned about it. Will we get returns for touchdowns? Probably under these new rules. We've got guys who are, you know, capable. And the new rules feel like we're going to see a lot more returns this year. So I don't know. I guess I'm just not super concerned. It's the kickoff. I don't know. I'm more interested in, you know, the offensive snaps and defensive snaps. Where you start your field position is obviously important, but like I said, they'll make those decisions and I trust that. As far as kicker goes, is Joshua Cardy going to come in and hit everything in preseason and help our sanity? Or is this the beginning of our kicker nightmares? and is that just continuing? Because it's been quite the nightmare. I even took a picture. It was a Colts jersey, but I even took a picture of a Matt Gay's jersey at the Pro Football Hall of Fame just because, like, dang it, dude. Like, I miss you, Matt. Come back. You know, so it's like that. So, all right. That is it for the storylines that we're watching in preseason. A lot of things to keep our eyes on, of course, as your NFL roster, your depth chart is an ever-evolving mechanism. It is never completed. You can never finish building a team. You can just be in a spot where you just now have to field it and you try your best, you know, so that's really cool. But yep, that's kind of what we're keeping our eyes on. Again, we'll get back into full force game previews and everything. I believe second week of preseason is when I really will have everything underway, as I do think the first preseason game, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just take a peek over here and see exactly what my schedule is looking like here and see what day we'll be doing my last show. So, okay. So, yeah, actually, week one for the preseason on Sunday, August 11th is the Rams' first preseason game. And my work schedule will be fixed by then. So, look for heading into preseason for that to be the official return, the heavy return, the re-return of Rams Showcase. So absolutely pumped about it, guys. I don't know if you could tell in my voice, probably not, but I'm really excited to get back full force, man. I think I'm just tired. I've been exhausted since November. I've been doing 70 to 75 hour weeks since November. So definitely time for this. So, all right. The NFL Top 100 officially beginning tomorrow. I have enlisted the help of Payo Time as well as Rams House. We have given our picks on who we think will be making this list and where they will end up. We'll dive into that right after this quick break right here at Ram Showcase.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back into Ram Showcase. My name is Sheriff Joe Baggs. Thanks for joining me on this episode talking LA Rams. I reached out to Payotime as well as Rams House. And again, this is one of those things where this episode would have been better with video. I did not have time to put a video together. This would have delayed it. This would have been the segment that got delayed, and then it can't get delayed because the list begins on the 22nd. On NFL Network, so I wanted to get this out and at least talk about what our picks are. So, to give you an idea of what we did here is, I reached out to them, I said, I want who you think is going to make it, a range of where you think they end, and kind of just some projections going into this year based on last year, whether that be, not necessarily stat predictions like, I have 31 more yards, like, no, that's boring, all right? I think they'll do better this year. I think he's going to do maybe take a little bit of a dip, like that kind of stuff. Nothing crazy here. And then, by the way, this does not include Aaron Donald. he's popping up on those lists. We don't know if he's even going to be on there because he retired. I don't recall if retired players get put on the top 100 list or not. So we just didn't just assume that if he was, he's like a top three guy because the dude's a monster. All right. Anyway, and this also, by the way, another disclaimer here is this also doesn't include any players who weren't with the Rams last year. So anybody at the Rams added via, free agency, they're not on this list. This is only Rams from last year who are still here. Let's get into it. So. Each of us, without any guidance, without saying pick this many players, each of us picked six. Seven different players are being represented, though. So Peo picked, of course, six players. His highest prediction coming in at 15, with his lowest coming in at 98. Big old window there, Peo. Rams House, also, of course, six players, but did mention in total 10. But just didn't put them all on the list here. Highest prediction coming in at 17, lowest prediction 95. And my picks, of course, six here. My highest prediction is coming in at 9, and my lowest coming in at 96. So a pretty big window there as well. 9 to 96 for me, 17 to 95 for Rams House, 15 to 98 for Payo Time. So, let's get into who those picks are. Matthew Stafford. We all three picked Matthew Stafford to make the NFL's top 100 list, with Rams House giving him a 31 to 38 window, Payo Time with a 30 to 38 window, and myself with a 29 to 37 window. So we are all very much in the same range here, with the numbers 31 to 37 all being represented by us. So if he ends up in that range there, we're all correct, which is awesome. Rams House said, as far as predictions go, more passing yards, more touchdowns, and a healthier year with a beefed up offensive line and a much better run game. Kyren starter day one, and Corum a good compliment. Solidified offensive line with last year's experience in the gap scheme. I also expect to see Stafford hitting some more play-action deep shots than we've been used to, with our ground game becoming more of an identity. Payo Time says Stafford will be MVP and have the best season of his career with over 50 passing touchdowns. My comments on Matthew Stafford and the top 100 list: this feels like a year for Stafford will just be on. The way last season ended, I don't think is getting enough credit in what could end up being an entire villain arc for Stafford against the city of Detroit. But really, Stafford ended the season so strong last year and is presumed to be healthy coming into camp, and that's really all that we can ask for. And it does kind of just feel like the dude wants another ring, so it feels like he's going to come in ready to play. So we all have him sitting in that kind of lower 30s to mid-30s range. So we'll see where that ends up. Probably not going to find out on day one of this list. Next up, wide receiver Cooper Kupp. So Ram's House has Cooper Kupp coming in. His range is 88 to 95. We all picked Cooper Kupp, by the way. Peyo Time, 87 to 95. Peyo Time and Ram's House on basically the same exact page. And then you have me coming in here with Cooper Kupp, 55 to 63. So the 88 to 95 range is represented in in Ram's House and Peyo Time. I have taken a whole different approach and gone much higher by more than 20 spots ahead of that. So Ram's House says Love Kupp, but whoa, rough start, Ram's House. Jeez. Love Kupp, but I feel like the players rating him may overlook the injury that happened, which will make him drop in the rankings. I expect Kupp to be around where Puka is in yards and more touchdowns than Puka, with lots of red zone targets, I assume. He'll look quicker than he did last year because he'll be fully healthy, hopefully. Peyo Time's comment on Cooper Kupp: I think Kupp will have a way better year than last season and face more single coverage than ever. 12 touchdowns and 1,000 yards. And my comments: I think that with the players being the ones voting, Kupp will get his respect. I may be coming in a little hot on Kupp, but I think with an injury season and a dip in his stats, the average NFL player also knows that Kupp is the man. So that's my reasoning there. Let's go over to wide receiver Puka Nacua, who, if you were seeing the little teases of this on the NFL social media, Puka was getting really high votes. And I think that kind of surprised all of us. That seeing those posts is kind of one of the reasons I even jumped on this topic in general. But we all were kind of like, oh, he's probably going to be up there. Okay, it's pretty cool. So Ram's House prediction for Puka Nacua on the NFL's top 100, sitting between 17 and 24. Peyo Time says 15 to 22. And me, I said 9 to 17. Ram's House's comments on Puka Nacua: less receiving yards, probably around 1,250 to 1,300, with Kupp being, fully healthy, hopefully. More ground attack and chunk plays on the ground, defense shading more to Puka, etc. The mix in some more of the jet sweeps from the start of the season, and that will give him more rushing yards and touchdowns and less drops than a year ago on Puka. So, pretty solid comments there, man. Let me just go ahead and get through these ones also. Peyo Time says, I think this is the year he has less yards but more touchdowns. So what did we say for Ram's House? Said less yards. So you both saying less yards. And then I said it's hard to think that the statistical production we'll have a full repeat, but it does feel like we get confirmation that Puka truly is one of the best in the league. And so with our picks, 17 would be the only spot that we could all three be correct. If he's a little bit higher, then I'm looking a little bit closer. And if he's a little lower, Peyo Time and Ram's House getting that nod there. So Puka, I think everybody kind of agrees and accepts that Puka Nacua, that rookie season was not a fluke, that the dude's actually just insane. And goes to show that that whole storyline last year of Matthew Stafford doesn't know how to, he doesn't know how to relate to the rookies. Meanwhile, Puka Nacua is just like, I don't know, what a dumb story from last year. Anyway, moving on. Kyren Williams. All three of us also picked Kyren Williams to be making the NFL's top 100. Ram's House has him in the 25 to 32 range. Peyo Time, 30 to 38. And me, 40 to 48. So there is no single number that any of us could hit and, or that could hit and then all three of us be right. If it's between 30 and 32, both Ram's House and Peyo Time can get it right. But if I'm correct, then neither of them are in that same window. Ram's House's comments: bigger chunk plays this coming year. I'm expecting a very dynamic offense that can win in many ways. League leader in touchdowns among running backs. He's going to be in the top three for rushing yards once again. I expect more bust from him. Some more bust from him with Corum giving him some rest. Payo Time says Kai Run is going to have a 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving and lead the NFL in touchdowns. There will be a debate between him and Stafford for MVP. Stafford will win because he's a quarterback, but Williams will be Offensive Player of the Year. My comments on Kyron Williams ended last season as one of, if not the best, back in the NFL. No reason to think that he won't be high, but it's also a running back, and there's so many sick running backs in the league right now that I think he needs one more solid season before he's fully accepted as one of the best backs in the NFL. So, kind of we all said the same thing about Kyron Williams. Payo Time, though, going a lot more heavy in the predictions here. Payo Time, extremely high on Kyron Williams, but coming in 30-38. So that would be one that I would love to, if you were here with me, Payo Time, to kind of give a little bit more clarity. I do kind of feel like I know what you're saying, though, just because we've had enough conversations that I feel like you're saying this year he's going to be insane. The league, based on last year, is going to put him pretty good, but not into those ranks quite yet. So if I'm wrong there, man, feel free to call me out. And Kobe Turner, again, all three of us have picked Kobe Turner, which means we've all three picked Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Kyron Williams, and Kobe Turner. And if you're keeping track at home, that does mean that we will have a mix-up on the last two, that we won't all three be in here. So this one a little bit different as well as far as the ranges go. Rams House, 45-52. Payo Time, 80-88, and me, 88-96. So Rams House's comments on Kobe Turner, less sacks but more pressures than a year ago. Hard to know what to expect from him with a new and young front that will be led by a new defensive coordinator. I could see him being the type of guy that maybe has 1-2 sacks, but will be so much better than last year, and those who watch will see the improvements versus the stat watchers. Interesting guess there on the sacks, man. Payo Time says Turner will have a solid year and post 10 sacks. Solid. My comments. One of the best human beings in the league today. Kobe is the man. Kobe is talented. Kobe for president. I forgot that I wrote that. That's funny. I'm reading it for the first time. This is past Joe Bags. So funny. I love that. But I also think that we see Kobe have one of those seasons that leads some Rams publications to use the, let's be honest, really stupid headline of Aaron Who. Also forgot I wrote that. That's so funny. If we see that and you did it, just know for shame, dude, for shame. Because people can be awesome, but they can't be Aaron Donald. So to take it back, I love that I'm projecting this onto somebody. It hasn't even happened yet, but I feel like Kobe Turner is going to have like one of those kind of games where somebody out there, dude, somebody who writes about the Rams and they think they're going to be super clever and funny and cool, and they're going to say Aaron Who, and we're all going to be like, Donald, you dunce, what are you doing out here, man? Like, obviously. But either way, all that to say that Kobe Turner, I do think, makes the list, but I've got him in the 88-96 range. 96 is my lowest number, and that is because he was next to Aaron Donald. I think that plays in, and he actually is a guy that I don't think I'd be really stunned to see if he doesn't make this list, but with Rams House having him in the 45-52 range, that kind of feels like, and maybe I'm misinterpreting this Rams House, that kind of feels like if he doesn't make this list, you'd be surprised, because you have him in the middle of this list, and let's just do math here. This is not with the intentions of trying to call anybody out, man. So let's see. So we have 32 NFL teams right now. We all have 90 man rosters. That is 2,800 players, 2,880. And when we get down to the 53 man roster, there is 1,696. So to make the top 100, you need to be obviously top of the 1600, which is extremely difficult to do. Let's take a look at just starters too. So let's go back to the calculator here. So even starters, we'll just do 22, and that's 704. So of the starters in the NFL, you're in that's 704 to be in the top 100. Obviously, extremely impressive. I don't say any of that to say that I don't think Kobe Turner is in that. I just think that if you ask every NFL fan, how many players on their favorite team are going to make the NFL's top 100? I bet they all say six. And that's physically impossible. It's the NFL top 100 and there's 32 teams, you know? So I feel like I kind of lost where my point was headed there, because simply all I'm trying to say is I feel like Rams House would be surprised if Kobe doesn't make the list. I wouldn't be, but I do think he does belong, if that makes sense. Next one here, Rams House sitting alone with his pick of Byron Young. His prediction on the range, 72 to 79, and says, I expect him to really pop this year. Bulked up, full offseason with the Rams, speedy defensive line. A lot of people view Young as a cleanup guy without great technique, but honestly, I think he'll get even better with technique, and he'll probably cause a lot of havoc in both pressure and sack areas. He will get 10 sacks this year. That is the only person who picked Byron Young to reach the top 100 on this one with the 72 to 79 range. That kind of surprised me, dude. I'm just going to put that out there. I don't dislike Byron Young at all. I think Byron Young is awesome. First number zero in Rams history, I think, is super cool. And I do think that you're right. I do think he gets a lot better this year. I think that we see him really kind of step into who he is going to be in this league. I think that we kind of really see that this year, especially now that he already gets kind of tossed into, in a beneficial way, a leadership role with Jared Verse now coming in on the opposite side of him. And you almost want that. It seems like Byron Young is a guy that when you give him more responsibility, that he'll do more with it. And I have no idea if that makes any sense, but like I've seen it in my own jobs and my own situations where somebody is doing a fine job. They're not doing a bad job, but now you tell them like, hey, you're going to be a team leader now. I need you to train this person or whatever. And then they really start to become, you know, a better version of what they are, whatever that happens to be, whether that's a football player, whether that's an employee, you know. So I've seen that happen before. And it does feel like, without knowing him personally, that Byron Young does have some of those traits. And I think that we'll see that this year if he does. And Payo Time, as well as myself, picking the last one here with Ernest Jones making our list. Payo Time with the range of 90 to 98, and my range sitting 79 to 87. Payo's comments says, also getting ready for a career year and going to break his own record for team tackles in a season. That'd be absolutely awesome, man. My comments on Ernest Jones says, Ernest Jones is a clear-cut leader for the Rams defense, and I think that the rest of the league knows that. I do think that he makes an appearance, but like Kyron, I think he needs one more year to truly capture the respect of the rest of the NFL. So there you have it. We've got six. We each picked six, but seven names are represented. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Kyron Williams, Kobe Turner, Byron Young, and Ernest Jones is who the three of us have collectively picked who will be making the NFL's top 100. I want to know who you think will be making the top 100, though, and about where you think they'll land. I think that doing a range is a lot more reasonable than just giving me an exact number. Like, if you think that Puka Nacua is going to be sitting, you know, in the top 10, that's a range. That's a pretty good range and pretty sweet one. But, I mean, obviously, I've got him at 9. I think that he can break the top 10. But we'll see. I think that that's exactly why I picked 9 originally. Was like, I think it's possible, man, that he gets in there. But we'll see how it shakes out. So feel free to let me know, man, what you think and where you think any the Rams will be landing on the NFL's top 100 list officially beginning on Monday, the 22nd of July. That'll, of course, be on NFL Network and all over your social media for sure, because that's how it works. Yeah, so again, super, super, super crazy excited to get fully back to Ram Showcase, man. I've missed this so much. I've already gotten a conversation set up to do some cross content with this Lions podcast. So we'll be doing that week one. Obviously, I'll be working with Kurt Steele as well on some Rams Lions game preview stuff. And hopefully that can kind of be a trend this offseason. RamsShowcase.com is going to get so much more attention now with my time freed up. I want to start putting out regular things there. If you also are looking at, getting your voice heard a little bit, whether that be via, writing, I obviously have a platform for that. And then Sports War Radio obviously have the platform for the podcast as well. If that's something you're interested in looking into, man, maybe we can get together and help you out in that sense. Also, do have another podcast on the way, a new one that I will be starting. I'm not sure exactly when that will officially begin. I do need some time to put together episode one, which I think is going to be the hardest one, and then it'll get a little easier. We'll see, I guess. But I guess now I'm just kind of thinking out loud, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Fully back Ram Showcase, the re-return of Ram Showcase. Really, really pumped about that. So thanks for being patient with me during this time of kind of being a little bit more sporadic. But we're officially back full force, full videos, all that good stuff, full live streams back, and weekly shows back in your life after this 2-week notice runs out is what we're doing now. So stoked about it, though, especially as we dive back into NFL season, man. We got Rams getting back to training camp here soon. We've got some teams already in training camp. We got preseason right around the corner. Rams doing joint practices with all three teams. So hopefully we can just, you know, do a good job, come out healthy, make each other better. And that's what we're looking to do. So that is going to do for me at Sheriff Joe Bags at Ram Showcase. That's where you can follow on all your favorite social media. RamShowcase.com is a good spot to hit right now, right before we start hitting that sucker real hard and getting into the season with, you know, written previews and profiles and stuff like that. So thanks for hanging out with me tonight. Episode 6 of Ram Showcase Season 9. Again, at Sheriff Joe Bags at Ram Showcase is where you can follow. But that is going to do it for me. For those of you who aren't Rams fans, our thoughts and prayers are with you. For those of you who are Rams fans, thank you so much for listening, and go Rams!